available in Ontario. This is Supermax.
When you say butter, you said a lot of things nobody else can say, yeah. When you say butter, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best.
Why do some people think butter is sort of special? Go ahead and find out why. It's like clothes. I mean, you don't have to spend a fortune, but you can still pick and choose and come up with something that's right for you. Same with the beer. Somebody sees you drinking a Bud, they know that you know. Brewing beer right does make a difference.
Because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser, you said it.
Not available
all
in Ontario. City weather. Showers continuing this morning. Low 56, cloudy with rain possible this afternoon. High 73, cloudy and mild Saturday. Cleveland 60, Toledo 61. And in the Motor City, it's currently 61.
Behind closed doors, then she lets her hand. all the men just call him sir.
Supermax headlines open now in Windsor, 258-6666. In Detroit, 298-8822. From Talking Book, this is Stevie Wonder for Detroit.
You are the sunshine of my life.
KLW plays the most music.
Selling albums, and I'll give a copy of Red Rose Speedway by Wings to call it for at 258-6666 or 298-8822 in Detroit.
This magic moment.
Sweeter than a wild flower.
album winner, Tim Carrier of Detroit. Your chance to rip off one of the Motor City's bestsellers can happen at any moment with Supermax at 136.
When you say but,
you said a lot of things nobody else can say.
When you say but,
you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best.
Why do some people think Bud is sort of special? Go ahead and find out why with a Bud. Or maybe with the Budweiser label. Without making a big deal of it, the label just sort of lays it on the line. It lists ingredients and comes right out and tells you, too, very simply, how the Budweiser people feel about the beer they brew. And that sort of adds up to this, that brewing beer right does make a difference. Okay?
When you say Bud, you said it all.
You said it all.
When you say Bud,
available in Ontario.
BKLW.
Remember the day you up and left.
This is Mark Daly, CKLW 2020 News. Summer water sports lovers making a grisly discovery off Gibraltar Marina in Lake Erie. Two fishermen pulled the body of a young man from the waters near Humbug Marina and dragged the remains to shore. Donald Kowalski was on the hotlines in seconds.
Sheriff's out here now, and we're waiting for the ambulance, I guess, or whoever's coming out to pick it up. Right now, it's tied, the boat is moved, and it's tied up at the gas dock.
Wayne County deputies are looking for the man's family. They believe he's a 20-year-old missing from his Monroe County home since June 22nd. Not all news is good, but 2020 News is digging for all of it, and you can help by letting us know about breaking stories you see. 254-CKLW in Windsor or 961-NEWS in Detroit are the hotline numbers. We're always standing by for calls, and the names of tipsters remain confidential if you wish. A weekly cash award and the annual $1,000 presentation are waiting for the best tips. The tender areas are getting hit in the Senate Watergate hearings, with testimony of former White House counsel John Dean continuing this morning. Dean is making some strong accusations that President Nixon will senators fire question after question at him trying to get it straight. Senator Lo Weicker doing a lot of talking in yesterday's session. The Connecticut lawmaker saying quite a bit about alleged White House pressure on him.
A couple of days ago, I indicated over NBC television prior to these hearings that efforts were still being made to pressure this committee. And indeed, I received a call from the White House from Mr. Leonard Garment.
Garment supposedly asking Weicker about the accusations of pressure at the time. The lawmaker warned Garment to forget the smear tactics because a lot of people are going to be in a lot of trouble if the committee isn't left alone. And Prosecutor Archibald Cox, specially appointed to look into Watergate, is also closely eyeing the operations of both the senators and the White House now. President Nixon is expected to make an official statement on the energy crisis today, asking motorists to conserve gasoline wherever possible. A $10 million research program is also expected to form by 1975. While in Ottawa, Energy Minister Donald McDonald is a few steps ahead. He has studies in his hip pocket and some bad predictions.
The price of petroleum for automobile gasoline is going to go up in Canada because I think it's going to go up higher elsewhere in the world, and that even if we can find some way to insulate Canada from world prices, the fact that we're going to need in due course to be using tar sands oil for as a basis for automobile gasoline, it's going to mean that we're going to have a higher price as well for that.
McDonald doesn't think Canada will have its own crisis, but prices will skyrocket due to the state's tight status, including natural gas costs. U.S. Attorney Ralph Guy has plastered another seven people with indictments in the housing scandal in Detroit. He talks about one of them.
The principal indictment charges Joseph P. Spano, president of the all-new remodeling company, with organizing a ring of contractors and conspiring with HUD area management brokers to cause the awarding of HUD repair contracts to members of Spano's group in return for kickbacks.
Guy assures that more indictments will be out before the year.